This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America on this great Thursday morning. And a special shout-out goes to all our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to all our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail so that you can get it delivered tomorrow to you. Don't forget also about our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and our bus drivers keeping America rolling along. And check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, for all the different things we have over there. Well, joining us right now, it's my pleasure to bring back my buddy, Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Wayne Allen Root from RootForAmerica.com and War Now. Hello, sir.
Hey, don't forget one very tired Vegas sports handicapper / conservative talk show host.
We need
to listen to your show.
We need to give you some more B12 and vitamin C, and you'll be fine, sir. All right.
Oh, it's been a long day.
I know it has. Would you like to say the pledge, sir?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Wayne, our nation has been traumatized over the weekend by two more mass shootings. Predictably, these were acts of evil, and immediately the progressive left liberal media and the politicians on the left side and some of the candidates in search of some sort of political ammunition tore into our president, tore into Fox News, and all the wrong reasons for being blamed when it came to El Paso. But then along comes Dayton, Ohio, which appears to have been committed by somebody who supports Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. And the left, of course, was very quick to just kind of back off that one when they found out about that. But my point about all this is the president today went with Melania, and they went to Dayton, then they went to El Paso, and there were no of the Democratic leaders that went along with them. I thought that was a real slap in the face to the people of both those cities.
Yeah, isn't it interesting the way that all they talk about day and night is El Paso, El Paso, El Paso, El Paso,
yep.
Because that's the one that involved the guy they think is a conservative and an anti-immigrant and must have gotten all his, you know, his hatred from listening to Donald Trump. And because Dayton doesn't serve their narrative, they just drop it like it doesn't exist. It never happened. The fact is there were two terrible attacks. One was a registered Democrat in Dayton and an Antifa guy and an Elizabeth Warren guy, and I'm sure before that an Obama guy. And the other one was, again, he wasn't a Republican, quote-unquote. He wasn't a conservative. He wasn't really a Trump fan, but he was very anti-immigrant and anti-Hispanic immigrant. So they've assigned that to Trump, and they're trying to take him down, as usual, with massive amounts of media hysteria, and make it like he's, you know, he's responsible for mass murder, and he's a racist, and he's KKK, and he's Hitler. It's just, I've never seen any, you know, I thought it was bad what they did to Reagan. I thought it was bad what they did to Mitt Romney. None of this is even close, not even like 1% of what they've done to Donald Trump. And still, at Rasmussen, he's right around 49%. So I think he's going to be just fine in the election.
Yeah, and he's 47% in some of the other polls, and he's just sitting right there, pardon me, and everything is fine. Now, I will tell you that this is absurd to go blaming the President of the United States. And by the way, Cory Booker comes out and says, well, I think he should cancel all the rest of his rallies because of the the hate rhetoric that comes out of there. Are you kidding me? That is America.
Well, you know, there were so many incidents in the last few days that show the hate of the Democratic Party.
You've got
the Joaquin Castro doxing situation where he put out the names of the biggest Republican donors in San Antonio, one of which was actually a donor to Trump and to him.
That's right.
His own donor he doxed, meaning he gave out their address and they could be killed. I mean, some nutcase. You know, we live in this environment where there are crazy people walking around, and these two terror attacks proved it. Liberals want to say that's because of conservatives. They're the ones giving out people's home information, and somebody's going to get killed, or their wife's going to get killed, or the kids are going to get killed. And when they do, I would suggest you name Joaquin Castro as a part of that murder, really, as an accomplice to murder, because what he did is just awful, and if it puts someone's life at risk, you got to charge him, too.
Well, yeah, and that's only one of the reasons that Americans should be able to fund political causes in the dark, because Americans shouldn't have to deal with the ugly public attacks on their businesses and families, or worse, because of their beliefs.
Well, you know, listen, something interesting happened to me today that you should know about, speaking of because of your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So you know the big news story, or one of them, on Friday. To me, it was an incredible news story that three of the people killed in El Paso were Mexican citizens.
Yep.
And so Mexico said that they were going to sue the United States of America because
mm-hmm.
three of their citizens were killed here and we couldn't keep them safe.
Yep.
And so I posted on Facebook the most innocuous thing. I mean, nothing about it is terrible. Nothing about it is hateful. Nothing about it is racist. I merely stated two facts. Number one, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Mexican illegal aliens in America have killed thousands of American citizens. As a matter of fact, the Government Accountability Office just released a stat that 4,380 Americans a year are killed by illegal aliens.
Yep.
And so they're talking about suing over three when thousands of our residents are killed every year. And don't forget how many tens of thousands of Americans die of drug overdoses because all the drugs are coming in through Mexico because of the Mexican drug cartel. So I said those two things on Twitter, and do you know they banned me today?
Yeah, that's what you told me.
They called it hate speech. They mm-hmm. said it violated community standards, and I'm banned for 7 days from Facebook for telling the truth.
All right, well, you hold that thought, folks. When we come right back, we'll have a lot more with Wayne Allen Root. And by the way, they're talking about red flags, red flag laws. We've already got red flag laws. I'll explain about that when we come back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And before we get back to Wayne Allyn Root, I want to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot at Seattle, Washington's Relief Factor. That's right, Relief Factor, because if you're struggling with severe nagging pain like yours truly does, I finally found relief, and it's called Relief Factor. Now, they've got a three-week quick start program for $19.95, and you take that, and if it works for you, you don't do anything, and you'll start getting your shipments every month as a regular delivery. Now, if you've got arthritis, which is my problem, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, whatever kind of pain you got, give Relief Factor a try, because if it doesn't work, you're only out $20. And if it works, guess what? You got rid of your pain. And in my case, I got rid of the meds that I was on, the Mobic and the Flexerol. I actually was able to get rid of that and instead take this all-natural Relief Factor. So the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Back with Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. RootForAmerica.com, host of the Wayne Allyn Root War Now radio show, and also an author. By the way, you got a new book coming out, I think, don't you?
I do, February 10th, so it's a little ways off. It's right during the middle of the Democratic presidential primaries. It's called Trump Rules, and it's all about the rules that made Trump famous and wealthy and a big-time celebrity and one of the world's richest men in every single field he's ever been in, not just politics, you know, business and branding and real estate and Celebrity Apprentice, all the above. I studied his whole life, and I came up with the very rules that he's used that you could apply in your life. So it's a very different book. It's not a political book. It is a success book. It's a business book. It's a motivation book.
Now, there's a lot of talk right now about gun rules and regulations and the Second Amendment and red flag warnings and this, that, and the other. And the Democrats are talking about putting in some more red flag rules. There are already
a number of red flag rules in place that people don't even know about. And if they would just enforce the laws that are on the books, Wayne, we'd be fine.
Yeah, you know, my big thing is I'm going to write a column on Friday for the Las Vegas Review-Journal and get syndicated around the country by Creator Syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
So it could and should come to a city near you. And it's some of my solutions for these gun problems. And one of my biggest solutions has nothing to do with gun control, gun registration, gun confiscation, red flag laws. Forget all that. I just think it's time for Trump to horse trade, whatever he needs to horse trade, to get reciprocity for all of us. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, the first responders really aren't the police. The first responders are really the people who have gun permits. That's who's going to be walking out there in the middle of a shopping center, in
That's
the middle
true.
Of a church, a synagogue. That's your first responder that can stop a mass shooter before he's able to kill a whole bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
If it takes cops 10 minutes to get there, you can have 100 people dead. But
mm-hmm.
during those 10 minutes, you could shoot him dead as a citizen with a CCW who has reciprocity wherever you may be, whatever state you're in. All 50 states should be equal. And the next thing you know, you've prevented a mass shooting. So I'm a big believer in that. I also think the death penalty is a big part of this. You got to have a deterrent. You got to let them know you get found guilty, we're gonna kill you. We're going to hang you. We're going to give you the electric chair. We're going to give you a lethal injection. Literally the next day. This isn't going to be, 20 years of appeals, 40 years of appeals, millions of dollars spent. You get found guilty of mass murder, you get the death penalty tomorrow.
Well, some of the people that ran out of that Walmart in El Paso ran to their vehicles to grab their guns because they were in a Walmart where, of course, the Walmart's got a rule, no guns allowed in the store. And they ran out to get their guns, and as the police were responding, there were some people coming back with their guns, and the police stopped them in the tracks and says, whoa, hold it, because, they thought, of course, obviously we'd have a shooting match going on, but still, the fact of the matter is, it was there, it just wasn't allowed in the store. And I think, and by the way, there were no armed security guards at the Walmart. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard that, and that's...
They had two-way radios.
Yeah.
Two-way radios, and what good was that going to do?
No, again, that's the same thing that you realize that happened in Las Vegas, in Mandalay Bay. We have this liberal, ridiculous CEO by the name of Jim Murin, who runs MGM, and that's the owner of Mandalay Bay. And he came in and bought Mandalay Bay about 3 years or so before the terrible terror attack, October 1st, 2017. And the first thing he did... was he stopped spending money on security, and he fired all the experienced guards, brought in minimum wage guys who work part time, and told him he can't carry a gun. And you wonder why that man Paddock picked Mandalay Bay as his site for that disastrous terror attack. That's why he picked the site. And so, you know, gun-free zones are killing zones. All they ensure is that the killer will have a gun because they don't care, they're criminal. They don't care about laws. They don't care about rules or regulations, but the public will be left defenseless and helpless and die. And at the moment you're about to die, you know what your last thought's going to be? Well, last thought will be about your family. But how about the one before that? It'll be, why the hell didn't I bring my gun?
Yeah. And by the way, Joe Biden is leading the charge when it comes to gun confiscation and buybacks. He's explained why he wants to ban the so-called assault weapons. Again, assault weapons are not the definition of which are not what these either one of these individuals used. And the only reason we're talking about the guy in Dayton and his weapon, the AR-15, the .223 caliber, is because he had 100-round magazines, which... in my opinion, never should have had.
Yeah, well, that's one of the few areas where I'm very conservative about guns. I believe in the Second Amendment, but nobody needs to carry around 100 bullets.
No.
You just don't need it. It's ridiculous. And same thing with red flag laws. Look, I don't like them because I always worry, what's that famous saying? If you like your doctor, you can keep them. So if you want to take this to guns, if you like your guns, you can keep it. They're telling you that, you can keep your guns, and it's only going to be for mentally ill people. But I always worry that they're going to say, you know what? This guy's a conservative. This guy is against abortion. This guy is against illegal immigration. He wants a wall. He's mentally ill. He's defective. There's something wrong with him. I could see liberals taking our guns away because we're too conservative, and that makes us racist, and that makes us angry. So it worries me, but I do know that in California and even in your state, Florida, they've already got red flag laws.
That's right.
And I haven't heard any conservatives say that their civil liberties have been violated and they've taken their guns away without any due process. I really haven't heard that. So the reality is maybe mm-hmm. that's the compromise that President Trump should craft.
Well,
in a red flag law that's very limited in its scope and then get reciprocity for CCW gun owners all over the United States.
Right. Well, there are a few of them, especially down here in Florida, that have had their guns taken away from them. A few. But guess what? They get the treatment that they need to have, and once the treatment has worked and a psychiatrist says, okay, he's all right, guess what? They get their guns back.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's just it bothers me that someone has a right to say, you know, I don't like you. I don't think you're mentally, you know, capable of having a gun. I'm going to ask a judge to take it away, and I could see the judge and the cops taking it away. You know, you're guilty before being innocent. I could see them taking guns from veterans because veterans come home with PTSD. There's a lot of potential problems with red flag laws, but I know they're in effect in your state. Mm-hmm. I know they're even in effect in California,
yeah.
And I've heard that they really are fair. So we'll see.
Now, I got to talk about some really good numbers coming off the border right now. The number of people sneaking into the United States has dropped dramatically, but Mexico is reporting that they apprehended 13,000 fewer people trying to sneak into our country on their side of the border than what they had the month before. They got 18,758 last month. The month before that, 31,573. Keep in mind, they've got 18,000 troops deployed now down there, not very far away from the border, watching to see who's coming and going.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's a victory for President Trump. Clearly, he negotiated by threatening Mexico and dangling over their head, massive tariffs on their goods. I think it was 10% a month until it got to 40% tariffs. And they capitulated in a matter of days. Trump was right again, but you never hear it in the media. And so he got them to put troops on the northern border and the southern border. So when you say there's less people coming into Mexico, that's because they've got troops on the southern border stopping them from coming in.
Yep.
And when there's less coming through on the northern border, it's because they've got troops on the northern border.
Yep.
Who negotiated that? President Donald Trump. That's who negotiated it.
And finally, my final statement here is Israel has come to the aid of the U.S. and the United Kingdom and Australia as part of the group that's going to provide security by one means or another, either by ships or by drones or by aircraft or whatever. Israel's become part of that group, and kudos to Israel for stepping up.
Yeah, well, look, they're our best friend in the world, not just our best friend in the Middle East. I believe they're the best friend in the world, and the best friend Israel's ever had is America and Americans and Christian Americans especially, not Jewish Americans. I'm Jewish.
Yep.
Most of the Jews really aren't that pro-Israel. It's the evangelical Christians in this country who stick with Israel through thick and thin. They believe the Bible. They believe Jews are God's chosen people. And they believe Israel belongs to the Jews. And I got to give kudos to the Christians of America because they have really been the best friends in the world of Israel.
Yep. And tell us how to hear your show, your great radio show, and your television show.
Yeah, you know, we changed the name, actually. It's not War Now anymore. It's Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Okay.
And that kind of sums up what I do every night, 3 hours on the radio. If you don't get it at your local conservative talk station, ask for it. Tell them you want the Wayne Allyn Root Show, Raw and Unfiltered, or just go to usaradio.com and click on Listen Live Now. And on TV, every night, 8 o'clock Eastern, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on Newsmax TV.
All right. Thanks, Wayne. God bless America. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks. God bless.
All right. Our buddy Wayne Allyn Root, and we've been conversing with him for going on about 18, 19 years right now. He's one of my first guests, original guests. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the White House, the social media director says President Trump was treated like a rock star during his visit to mass shooting victims and hospital staff in Dayton, Ohio. After that, he flew to El Paso, Texas.
31 people died between the two cities this past weekend. The president attempted to offer comforts, not just to one city, but to both, each of them reeling in the wake of the tragedy. After he was finished, he praised workers and first responders.
They have done an incredible job. Both places, just incredible.
There were also protests in both cities, a larger one in El Paso, from many people of Hispanic descent.
We must hold the president accountable for the pattern of racism that has defined his administration.
Also, the president personally met with many of the survivors. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, thank you very much, pretty lady. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment of the program brought to you by Geico. Geico Insurance, that's spelled G-E-I-C-O. And Geico's been saving people money on their insurance for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, including insuring over 21 million drivers and your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. The car you drive, the truck you drive. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. And they can even help with homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agency. Now, to find out more, go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. That's Geico.com. Or look them up in the phone book if you got one. And if you don't, then look them up online by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O. And then when you get to the website, type in your zip code and you'll find out who your local agent is, where they're at, and then they can work right along with you and save you money like they did me. Well, we heard from the president yesterday before he hopped on the plane to go to Dayton and El Paso, and one of the things that he talked about was his critics, how they're misrepresenting the facts, which they're doing. And, of course, the critics are predominantly political people, and they're just throwing stuff up there, ridiculous stuff. And, by the way, Beto O'Rourke, go home, sit down, shut up, and just stop the lying that you're doing to the American people. You are no longer relevant. You are not going to be a president. You have no shot at it at all, no matter what you think. Go home, sit down, mow your lawn, sweep sand, whatever. But here's what the president had to say.
So my critics are political people. They're trying to make points. In many cases, they're running for president, and they're very low in the polls. A couple of them in particular, very low in the polls. If you look at Dayton, that was the person that supported, I guess you would say, Bernie Sanders, I understood. Antifa, I understood. Elizabeth Warren, I understood. Had nothing to do with President Trump. So these are people that are looking for political gain. I don't think they're getting it. And as much as possible, I've tried to stay out of it.
Now, he is telling you the truth when he says that. And these other people that are jumping on board going, oh, he's an instigator. Oh, we got to stop. Like Cory Booker. Oh, we need to stop these rallies because they're hate rallies. That's a bunch of freaking nonsense. If you've ever been to a Trump rally, it's a rah-rah attaboy pep rally. The only hate there is from the people that come in there to try to create hate and discontent by making a bunch of noise and protesting. They're the ones that are the haters. By the way, every time somebody on the other side of the aisle accuses President Trump or any of us, proud deplorables, which I'm one, any of us accuses us of doing stuff, they're the ones that are doing exactly what they're accusing us of doing. Now, listen to this. When a reporter asked the president about the rhetoric he was using, and similar to the El Paso, he was trying to compare the rhetoric, so, similar to what the El Paso guy said in his article.
You and the shooter in El Paso use that same language. Do you regret that?
I think that illegal immigration, we're talking about illegal immigration, right? I think illegal immigration is a terrible thing for this country. I think you have to come in legally. Ideally, you have to come in through merit. We need people coming in because we have many companies coming into our country. They're pouring in. And I think illegal immigration is a very bad thing for our country. I think open borders are a very bad thing for our country. And we're stopping. We're building a wall right now. We won the lawsuit in the Supreme Court 2 weeks ago. The wall is well under construction. It's being built at a rapid pace. We need that. We need strong immigration laws. But we want to allow millions of people to come in because we need them. We have companies coming in from Japan, all over Europe, all over Asia. They're opening up companies here. They need people to work. We have a very low unemployment rate. So I believe we have to have legal immigration, not illegal immigration.
Well, yeah, we do need to have legal immigration. And again, you got to understand that the Democrats that are out there don't want any of that. They want the dissertation. They want the confusion. They want all of that. This is what they're doing. This is part of what they're up to. And you got to understand that the Cloward Piven strategy and Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, which, by the way, you can go to the Rules for Deplorables website and do whatever you need to do to find out more. And I'll tell you what, you can understand that there is no real problem when it comes to all of this because we know, we get it, we understand it, and the only people that are trying to confuse us are the people on the other side of the aisle. Now, Steve is chiming in and saying they've been trying to get rid of our freedom of speech, Amendment number one, for years. Susan has said this is so dangerous. Surely the president won't sign any legislation regarding gun control or whatnot. And let's see, Dave in Indiana saying after the red flag and whom decides who's crazy, then assault-style weapons, then magazine size. By the way, magazine size has already been regulated. Then shipped to the First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments. That's what comes next, so they think. Again, many states have passed magazine sizes. For example, 15 rounds is the general accepted version of a magazine. Oversized magazine cylinders, like this cylinder that had 100 rounds, capable of 100 rounds, that's something that you get in the military that you'd expect to find in the military, not necessarily out on the street. And really, I'll go along with that one. Why would you need to have that? Gee, I'm going to shoot a deer 100 times. No, come on. Give me a break. I mean, we gotta be realistic and rational here about some of this stuff. Now, also, when you talk about the liberals, there's a movie that's out there right now that was being shown on ESPN. They had a trailer for an upcoming movie where liberals were hunting deplorables for sport. I'm not making this up. This was a movie that was going to be on a cable channel. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What do they think is going to happen when you get these copycat people? And by the way, did you hear about the jackass on NBC that talked about the reference of the 8th of August and the president taking his trip and this, that, and the other? He said that it had a relationship with the date of the flag re-raising. And it signified the 8 and the numbers and all that stuff signified the words Heil Hitler. What a jackass. What a jackass. Where do they get these people? Where do they get these people? And by the way, Joe Biden, shame on you. We're still repeating the Charlottesville Very Fine People hoax and misrepresenting the facts there in the statement that was made. Shame on you, Joe Biden. And Marianne Williamson, the Democratic candidate, the author, the Kumbaya, let's all throw roses and daisies up in the air and sing Kumbaya. She's come up with a $500 billion reparations plan. All right, let's drift down over here real quick. Ian, is that you?
Yeah, real quick.
Yeah, you got about a minute. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. He's a retired deputy FBI director. Now, I'm going to say some things you're not going to agree with. I don't trust the FBI. I don't trust them one bit. They're the Praetorian Guard for the establishment. And that kook that claimed it was the Hitler salute, that's indicative of the kind of people we got running our government now, okay? Mm-hmm. And why didn't anything happen to Comey? And I got a bone to pick with you respectfully. You said in the other segment with Rain Allen Root, that the Democrats were pushing red flag laws.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've been pushing that a lot more for years. That's nothing new. The problem is our Republicans have gone along with it. I'm at the point now where I'm not even going to vote, let alone vote Republican. Why am I voting for Republicans to give away my Second Amendment right?
Here's the problem.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, here's the problem.
No, here's the problem.
We've already gotten, by the way, the computer just cut you off because we're going to break. The problem is we've already got red flag warning bills. You don't even know about them. They've been on the books for a while. You don't even know about them. When they take somebody and they Baker Act them and they got weapons, guess what? You may not know this, but they can go to their house. They can take the weapons right out of the house, and they'll keep them until the person is done with the, whatever the psychiatric treatment might happen to be. And then if they're given, they're good to go, they'll give them their weapons back. That's been going on for years. People don't even know about it until it happens to them. All righty, we're coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch as we're going to talk about the highways and byways out there. So don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Eastern Seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's a-running like I never before. There's the speeds on the headway, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills in my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passin' everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Alrighty, that's Dave Dudley. 6 days on the road, and he's going to make it home tonight. By the way, this Trucker's Highway and Byway Report brought to you by your favorite Flying J and or Pilot Truck Stop. Not your daddy's truck stops anymore. I'll tell you what, things are getting better. It's almost like staying in a five-star hotel some of these places, even though you are sleeping in your truck. But they got all the amenities in there to make up for being out there in the parking lot with the truck when you take your breaks. And by the way, we have heard from Charlie the Steel Hauler, who's moved moved himself on up to Fort Pierce tonight. And out of Miami, and he's listening to us over there. And we heard from Catwoman and Road Dog, and just heard from, let's see here, who did I just hear from? One of our Uber drivers. So, yeah, okay, gotcha. David, the Uber driver, and he's reporting in, saying the roads in and around Manatee County are good to go. All right, we got you there, David. Now, let's talk about the roads and the weather, because we do have some weather to talk about tonight. Strong to severe thunderstorms will once again be possible over the Ohio Valley and into the Northeast through Thursday night and into Friday morning. Now, periods of heavy rainfall may also result in flash flooding over parts of the central and southern plains. Meanwhile, it's going to be very hot and humid. Those conditions will prevail over much of the southern U.S. right now. And Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee. Yep, it's going to be a scorcher. Going to be a scorcher. And I might also point out that in Florida, some of the thunderstorms yesterday, especially here in my area, Tampa Bay, it was raining sideways. The rain that came down just like a monsoonal effect that we get with our tropical storms. But anyway, is what it is. Now, let's start talking out about in Florida. We do have some scattered showers tonight, mostly inland between Tampa Bay and Sarasota off to the east. And over off I-95, there's some lingering rain over there. So you might have some wet conditions over in that part of the state. Now, if you're going up the east coast tonight, you've got some thunderstorms and some flood watches and warnings in North Carolina, right around Raleigh, where there is some weather moving through there right now. In addition, over on the east coast of North Carolina, over by the Cape, Cape Hatteras, you've got some unsettled weather conditions over there tonight. And taking it further up the line, rain around the lee shore of Lake Ontario from Watertown down to Pulaski, Oswego, over towards Rochester. There's some showers in that area. And up in New England, the southern half of New Hampshire and the western part of Maine tonight, you've got some rain in the area, and you've also got some flood watches and warnings up in there with that rain, raining pretty good. You do have some weather coming across Lake Michigan tonight from Illinois towards the western part of Michigan, so you should be getting, if you haven't already got them, you should be getting some thunderstorms and some rain showers coming down there in the not-too-distant future. In addition, let's talk about Kansas, because the eastern part of Kansas, you've got rain, heavy rain, you've got flash flood watches and warnings there, too, from all the rain that's coming down. And in the southwestern part of Missouri, to include Joplin and Branson and Springfield and over to Fort Leonard Wood, which is where Al's son graduated from basic training. You've got some heavy rain over in that area right now, and there are some flash flood watches up there. Now, again, the high heat in the south part of, the western part of Mississippi, you're going to have temperatures approaching 100 degrees, heat index temperatures higher than that, southwest corner of Tennessee. Half of Arkansas is going to be temperatures around 100 degrees, actual temperatures. The northern part of Louisiana, same thing, upper 90s, low 100s. Texas, all the way down to Houston and on down further towards Galveston and over into San Antonio and Dallas and Austin. You're going to have temperatures approaching 100 degrees or more. By the way, we had some rain tonight, quite a bit of rain, and of course the ground was pretty well saturated down there around Houston. And again, they've got some flood watches in the Houston area right now because of the rain they had with some of the thunderstorms they had earlier. Now, let's move on out to Colorado. You've got some poor air quality alerts in Colorado, east of Denver, up and down pretty much I-25 to the east of I-25 for about half the state. You got a little bit of rain down on the border with New Mexico tonight. In Arizona, we've got some poor air quality. Again, this is about a week of this stuff going on right now from Denver over to Tucson. And then Nevada, Oregon, southern part of Idaho and going up into the southern part of Washington State. You have got a fire threat advisory tonight, and it's pretty predominant. They're called a red flag warning, and it's pretty predominant, let's see, pretty much across most of Oregon, east of the halfway point of Oregon, and into the western part of Nevada, to include Reno east all the way over to just about Elko, and down south in the western part of Nevada to pretty much Fresno, California, right there in that section of Nevada where Fresno's right across the other way. And then you've got some unsettled weather conditions along the coastline in Oregon that could be bringing some rain and some wind off to the east, and some very hot temperatures still up in Wenatchee, up in Yakima, in Spokane, in Washington State, in Moss Lake as well. Temperatures, heat indexes will approach 100 or more during the course of the day. This will probably be the last day of those high temperatures there. And some unsettled weather conditions in the western part of Montana, where we could have some showers moving in right now, as well as Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. So that's what it's looking like. One other little addition here. We've got some severe thunderstorm watches and warnings right now in Kansas, off to the northwestern part of Kansas, and be advised of that. That would pretty much be along I-70 by the looks there. And then we do have some flash flood watches and warnings in the eastern part of Kansas, right along the western part of Missouri, just above Branson. So all that water, of course, is going to come south out of there, and all the rain that's up in there, too. So be advised of that. Now, coming up in the next hour, top of the hour, we've got Ms. Rosemary, our prayer intercessor, and she's going to have some greetings for everybody tonight. And when she gets through with that, we're going to talk about Bill de Blasio. He had quite a lengthy interview tonight with Sean Hannity. And one of the things that he said, and this is de Blasio, is that there's no invasion. Well, on the border. Well, I don't know where he's been, but it's pretty much going on from where I'm sitting. And hello there, Greg. Appreciate it. Greg is chiming in, and he's telling me about something, and I just gave you some info. So, Greg, follow up on that info, my friend, and you'll be able to get that answered for you. And don't forget, by the way, that coming up in hour number four this morning, we'll have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And also, coming up, let's see, Denise Simon and I are going to be talking about some things that have been going on. A lot of activity, a lot of bombings going on again in Afghanistan. Good Lord, Taliban is alive and well, and they're trying to dot the I's and cross the T and make something happen over there. We'll see. We'll see. All right, going to break. When we come back, Miss Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. In the meantime, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the U.S. of A. And we appreciate everybody that's been chiming in. I'm going to take a look at some of the messages when we go to break. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.